Afternoons are now so short, and darkness falls so early, and yet winter doesn't even start for another 2 weeks. But save those antidepressants. There's good news. In practical terms, tomorrow is as dark as it will get, because tomorrow we see the year's earliest sunset. Starting this very week, midweek, the sun will set later, expanding the afternoon brightness. The change only amounts to a few seconds at first, but by the time winter officially begins on December 21st, the afternoons will be 5 minutes brighter. This puzzles people, but it's a reliable yearly sequence. First comes our earliest sunsets, tomorrow and Tuesday. Then there's the solstice, half a month later, with the longest night. Finally, another 2 weeks later, in early January, we get our latest sunrise. That's our darkest morning. So now we're at the nadir, the low point of afternoon sunshine. And since far more people are awake and aware of things at 4:30 p.m. than they are at 6:30 in the morning, in a very real sense, you can forget about the solstice and the official shortest day of the year and the start of winter and all the rest. So far as what most people actually experience, now is the darkest time of the year, and this week is when it turns around, in early December. The exact time of our earliest sunset varies, depending on both your latitude and longitude. Latitude, because the farther north you go, the closer you are to the pole, where it's dark all day and night right now. Today in Ticonderoga, the sunset is 4:14, while in Newburgh, this earliest sunset is at 4:24, a 10-minute difference. Longitude, because as you head east, you're in a place on our whirling planet that meets the darkness line of night sooner than we do. You don't even have to go far. Drive 70 miles toward Boston, and the sun sets 10 minutes sooner. But wherever you live, tomorrow is the darkest afternoon, and by Wednesday, your world is getting brighter. For A Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.